at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Colleen's in the house. Colleen, I'll ask you this because Ivan Decker's with us and also Chad Zumach. Ivan is your headliner this weekend at the Funny Bone. Welcome, Ivan, to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
But Ivan wasn't booked a couple weeks ago because somebody got sick. So why were you available?
Why am I available?
No, no, I know you're. I know you're funny. We checked out your stuff, and I know you do comedy.
We're just lucky to.
Yeah,
He's worked some of the other Funny Bones, and we were just.
Well, I just know when you very rarely a comedian is too sick to show up because you don't get paid as a comedian unless you do your job. There's no benefits for that, right, Chad? So and he must have been really sick.
And who it was? John Heffron.
Yeah, John Heffron.
And he's getting better, and he'll be back at some point.
I know that you do this for a living, so you could tell us the answer to this when you get that quick a notice to find a guy that's not on the road that weekend. That must be tough.
You know, there are a lot of guys out there who might have just taken a
week off. Right.
And we had a choice of six, and I picked him.
All right.
Not only because he's funny, but also because he's originally from Canada. I knew he wouldn't be afraid of any impending snow.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. No problem.
That's right.
I'm wearing board shorts.
You live in L.A. right now, though, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get acclimatized to that.
But how long have you been there?
I've been there 10 months.
Also, much a lot better weather there than where you're from. Middle of Canada somewhere, right?
Yeah.
You told us that earlier. Chad's from Cleveland. Obviously, you guys met. This first time you met?
Yeah, we just met. It's
you getting along?
We have a lot of friends in common.
He's my best friend. We just did cocaine together.
Good. Yes, we know secrets.
You're not drinking.
We already know
and
way
you quit
too
alcohol. You just don't wait to coke? Good.
Yeah, you know, you got to graduate.
In my experiment, though, it was tough to do coke without drinking back in the day.
So really?
Be careful with that.
Yeah.
You might fall off the wagon and start drinking if you don't coke.
Chad's pretty strong. He is a strong man.
It's a gateway drug, I think.
Right. It is.
Cocaine.
He can do his coke.
Cocaine is gateway. Alcohol. Oh, it's definitely gateway.
You guys were like...
Gateway back to alcohol.
You were doing radio when it was rock and roll radio, right?
Yes, we did.
Back when it was like...
I did a lot of that, yeah.
So you're probably partying all the time.
I was.
Yeah.
So was Todd.
Yeah.
So was Todd.
Todd still is.
Yeah. No, the hardcore stuff.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't do that anymore. We just drink. You drink. You're Canadian, right? You got to drink, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's a rite of passage when you go on the road. The first time you do, like, 20 minutes as a feature, they send a shot of Jack up, every minute. And then
Did you leave? You look pretty young. Did you leave Canada right away, right out of high school?
No.
You started doing comedy, I should say, right away, right?
Yeah, I started doing comedy right out of high school.
Okay.
And so instead of going to college, I decided to drive, 9 hours on an ice rink through the mountains.
How'd the parents feel about that?
$100. They were a little bit apprehensive at first.
Yeah.
Because I was supposed to be the smart one.
Out of
the three brothers.
Yeah.
So my grandmother was quite upset when she found out that
you
was
were going
not
to college.
Go back to college. She was like, "You're the smart one. You're supposed to be a doctor."
How'd you feel about your dumb brothers then?
They're very successful. My brother has a great business. He's a small business owner.
Do they like you being called the smart one, though?
No, I don't think so, because I don't think I am. I was just a nerd. Like, I liked books. That was it. Yeah. They were much more savvy than me.
Okay.
That's a lot of pressure, being the smart one.
Yeah.
Being called the smart one.
Yeah. If you got siblings, start being dumb now. Just pretend you're dumb so your parents just lower expectations.
Don't have to be dumb. Just act dumb.
Act dumb, right.
Yeah.
You got brothers and sisters? Shit, I forget.
Yeah, I have a half-brother. We don't really talk.
Yeah. Oh, the half thing, I get.
Yeah, so.
Same mom, same dad.
Yeah, we have the same mom.
Got it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like his dad. He's not a cool guy.
Oh, was his dad your stepdad?
He's supposed to be. I don't refer to him as my stepdad.
What's he about your age?
No.
No? Because a lot of times there's a little conflict there.
You know, that's weird.
If stepdad is the same age as you.
Yeah.
What kind of porn do you watch?
That same kind?
Same as you.
Stepdad porn. Stepdad porn.
All of it.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show.
Hey,
Ivan,
thanks.
Appreciate
thanks
you coming
for
up.
Me.
FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Two shows tonight, two tomorrow, one Sunday in Omaha. We're supposed to get some snow today, but Omaha doesn't care. They're hardy, man. And it's supposed to stop tonight anyway, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Head out to the Bone tonight and check it out. And this weekend, actually. And Craig Evans, that's our news guy, Craig Evans. Hate to say news guy to new guys because he's not really doing news.
Yeah, his news is
he's not going to be all
sketchy.
Sudden hard. This isn't hard news.
It is not
up.
Sketchy in the least, Colleen.
Isn't. Oh, well, I
sketchy implies that there may be something that is not true about it.
He does tell
and
the
there
truth.
Is absolutely nothing about this that is untrue.
The stories are sketchy from sketchy people.
Well, it's sketchy people doing it.
Right.
All right, just give us the huge truth.
Yeah, Craig, relax, man. Yeah. You're full of S, we know it.
He just reads lottery numbers.
Yeah.
Four.
We have a Deadpool. We have a Deadpool on the show and on the website. You know, thousands of people play this thing, whatever, how many people play it. But we recently lost Carol Channing. And she was 97. And like 400 people had her on the Deadpool list. These are their screen names. We're almost done with these. What are they?
Yeah. The remainder of the people that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing in the Deadpool include Pancake Areolas. They get a hit, as does Pants Off, Hoodie On. Parkinson's Paint Shaker gets a hit. Patricia, 9104. Paul Walker, free cremation. Pecker.
Paul Walker, 10-year challenge is brutal on his Facebook.
Yeah. Pecker Cheese Carol gets a hit.
She deserves one.
It's not a girl.
I eat Pecker Cheese.
It's a song.
Yeah. Got it.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of Pecker Cheese.
One of our favorite Christmas carols.
Don't say I like Pecker Cheese on this show. It'll stick here forever. It's our comedian buddy, John Paul Morgan.
I eat Pecker Cheese.
He said that once, and it's and always it's, here.
It's forever.
Petey's Pecker Cheese, Petey's Bringing Sexy Back, Petey's Putter Hole, ooh, all getting hits. Don't get jealous, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say that one. Bill Cosby gets a hit.
I've never heard that joke. That's so obvious.
It is.
Bill Cosby.
Yeah, there's a pink sock issue here. Placenta Chili Cook-Off gets a hit, as does Placenta Panini. Let's see.
You guys hungry now?
Yeah.
Plumber Ojas is what I'm getting out of that one. I'm going to let that one go.
You're almost done, right?
Yeah. President Circus Peanut gets a hit, as does Producing and Seducing. Puss's Family Farm gets a hit. Puss's Moist
no
Dilly
farm.
Dilly. And Puss's Vas Deferens.
All right. So there are all the people that had finally
read.
We started with Q a couple days ago. Monday we started with Q, actually. Right.
So there we go.
A little homage, a little memorial to your Vas Deferens there, Puss.
Yeah. Puss had a vasectomy.
Was on this date in 1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Arrested for smoking the crack cocaine.
He loved it.
It's a great documentary on him. It's out there. I don't know what it's called. I think it's just called Barry. Or the mayor. It's called The Mayor, I think. But check it out. It's really good. It's about his whole life. And the bitch set me up. Remember that?
Yeah.
And he came back again and again.
He came back. He was mayor one more time.
He got reelected.
But he's also, he did clean his act up. He was mayor one more time. And he's like an alderman in the city. He does a lot of good things. But he liked his crack and his hookers. And hell, who doesn't, huh?
Who was the Toronto mayor that was all?
The beer guy.
Ford. Yeah.
Rob Ford.
Oh, and now his brother is the premier of Ontario.
Is his brother as crazy as Rob?
Yeah, I think
he's just
really?
Nuts.
I think they're both like he's. I think he tones it down.
He's the premier of the whole Ontario.
Yeah, so that's like
a governor.
Governor.
Yeah, it would be like governor.
Got it.
Yeah, he's like he did all this weird stuff. He's like, I'm gonna make beer cost a dollar. That's what he ran.
To get voted in,
buck a beer, and then he got voted in, and then like immediately after getting elected, he's like, I can't do that. Beer's still $6.
Of course you can't do that.
I think as a politician, that's all you got to get those weird things like, I'm going to build a wall. Yeah. You're going to pay for it.
Yeah. I'm going to make crack cocaine cost $6.
Yeah. Well, you say.
I can't do it.
These campaign promises, and stupid people believe it.
Yeah.
They do. A beer, a dollar. Who bought that?
The entire province of Ontario, apparently.
If you want something bad enough, you will believe anything.
Yeah, but then you just get turned on. You're an idiot then.
Yeah,
you
know? I'm gonna
I can't.
You
do
want
that.
It bad enough.
Yeah.
Your beer's going to be a dollar, and the Frenchies are going to pay for it.
Yeah.
It's going to be $6, and you're going to have to pay for
it. The Quebecers.
So Rob Ford was a complete drunk, and he did some crazy stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, he died.
I know he died.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he died.
Well, he was a crack smoker, too, right?
He was a crack
smoker.
Yeah,
on video.
He liked his crack.
Oh, that's right.
There was video footage of him smoking crack.
Yeah, there was.
Which is insane.
It is.
And it was like it was in office. It wasn't, like, old.
In his defense, he was exceedingly drunk at the time.
That's right.
Yeah, he said he was in a drunken stupor. That was his defense.
And then he fought it. And he fought it too. Remember, he fought it. He said he was going to. He tried to stay in office and everything.
Yeah. Were there hookers involved? Was there women trouble?
I don't recall that.
I thought there was trouble in the marriage.
Yeah, and then he had a bad quote about something about, I got enough to eat at home.
Oh, that's
right. In regards to
his wife. Right. Yeah, why get steak when you got a cow at home or something like that?
People are like, that's the wrong thing to say.
That is the wrong thing to say.
Why are we always arguing over politicians? They're all scumbags.
Well, the three we mentioned so far, so they are, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I guess it's no fun to talk about good politicians.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
First of all, there's very few of them, and they're not very
much
fun.
That's what he ran on? He said, I'll give you guys dollar beer.
Yeah, I think that was
the big thing. That's how you win the frat presidency.
Yeah, I think that was the last thing he won.
No, that's how you become president of Sigma Chi.
Exactly.
Is beer still really expensive there? Because the last time I was in Canada, I paid, I think, $30 for a case of Old Milwaukee.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Well, it's an import up there.
Yeah, that's an import, right. Yeah. That's,
but that was
got you on that.
That was the cheapest stuff.
Ivan's got you on that, man.
That was cheaper than the Molson or any of the local stuff.
Oh, yeah.
The Labatt.
You got to go way in the back. They have, like, hidden ones that are just, like you know.
Cheap.
Lucky Lager or something like that.
Got it. There you go.
But, it's still pretty pricey. But if you have American dollars, then it's cheap.
There you go, Todd. You got American dollars.
I do. But when I was there, the American dollar wasn't worth quite as much.
Well, I think that's also funny, though. You're traveling into Canada, so you have some money in your pocket, and you're bitching about beer being expensive.
That's funny. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, I know. You did. You bitched about the beer.
Now, I've been there since the weed became legal.
Oh, yeah. We did a nationwide legalization.
Good for you.
Because
you're smart.
Nobody cared. Like, it was the most underwhelming. After all the protests, everything, people, every April 20th, smoking weed at City Hall, there was no, we did. It was literally just like, it's legal now, everyone. Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the way it should. That's the way it's going to be. That's what happens usually. If it's just, it's legal. Okay, we'll move on.
No, they have.
We're going to fight it. The U.S. is going to fight it forever.
In the States here, they have celebrations.
But once again, it's not a big deal once it happens.
Yeah.
And Canada seems that way for a lot of things.
But it also seems like there's not that many dispensaries available.
No, they had to shut down all of this. So there's only one legal dispensary in all of British Columbia. And it's in Nelson or somewhere weird. So you can order weed through the mail, but it takes a month.
Oh, really? Okay.
So people are still buying it illegally.
Because you can't get it to their places, right?
The weird part was they established.
Is it cheaper than the Old Milwaukee?
You actually have to buy. You have to bring Old Milwaukee. That's how you pay for it.
You trade.
Good trade.
Bring American
barter.
Beer.
Good trade.
Vegans take more days off of work sick than everybody else. They take 5 days off work a year, sick with cough and cold, so compared to the average 2.5 days.
What's the correlation?
Vegans are also 3 times more likely to go to the doctor. They found that.
Have you seen the commercial where the dude's ordering all the meat?
No.
It's like two yuppie-looking dudes, just a white dude and a young black guy.
I think it's a Whole Foods ad.
Yeah, it's a Whole Foods ad. And he's going to have the two ribeyes, blah, blah, blah. He goes, I thought you were a vegan. He goes, no, I'm paleo now. I'm flexible. It's great. It's a great commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a restaurant chain in Toronto where they do like game meats. And everybody was very upset. All these vegans protested outside of it. And the owner's response was to just fully butcher a deer in the window. he put it on a table, skinned it, cleaned, everything. Broke
right
it down.
Right in the window.
Right in the window in front of the protesters.
Oh, my God. How
just
much is that?
This is where meat comes from.
I watched the Walking Dead show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys...
Push watches it.
Oh, you watch Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I want to get out of it, but I'm still in it.
Yeah, you're this committed. It's 8 seasons in. You might as well hang.
Is it going to end eventually?
Probably.
Okay.
It looks like they're branching off and doing different things. So anyways, every time I see that show, the zombies eating, I'm always thinking to myself, what if, one of those at one point was a vegan or a vegetarian and they're chowing into someone.
It probably plays hell with their digestive system.
They can't handle that.
Oh, my morals.
Yeah. Why are the vegans calling in sick, though, Craig? Any explanation?
Yeah,
no, there's not an explanation on that
one.
They just are. They just are. We'll have to figure out why the people that are eating the healthiest take more time off to go to the doctor. Maybe they are just more concerned.
That I'm thinking it's more of that correlation. People are just a little bit too healthy in their mind, and they think anything could be a problem. Regular meat eaters and just dudes feel like ass. I don't care.
Yeah, I always do.
Yeah, I'm not going to the doctor.
I don't think it's about eating meat is better than being a vegan. It seems to me, like I said, you have to ask the study.
Well, one's saying that specifically.
I know, but just saying it out loud, that's how people are going to take it. It sounds to me like the vegans are just real paranoid about their health, and meat eaters don't care.
Right, and they're too healthy to drink Joe's suggestion, the antihistamine-infused IPA.
That would be cool, actually, right?
Take care of that cold.
Right. Out of Brandon, Florida, WFLA reporting on the Hillsborough County Sheriff's detectives that raided a sex club. The detectives, they say, received a complaint about this location. They went inside, infiltrated the location, and observed unclothed people having sexual encounters. According to the spokesman for the sheriff's office, Danny Alvarez.
Where's Brandon? You said Brandon or Bradenton?
Brandon.
Okay.
The business was operating as a bottle club as well. Deputies arrested the two gentlemen and two women operating the establishment. James Cutter Sr., James Cutter Jr.
Me and Dad own a sex club.
You don't want that.
That would be a suburb of Tampa.
Yep.
Oh.
Denise Falsetti and Maria Gladyshevskaya. They're all charged with operating a bottle club without a license and operating a sexually oriented business without a license.
They were that dude seen his dad
being
all
operated
up
out of a home. Yeah. It was called Sexual Encounter Center.
That's the name of the home?
Yeah.
What was illegal about it?
Well,
if you invite people over in their free time to have sex in your house and nobody's paying.
They collected money from customers to run the sex business where the alcohol was served.
There you go.
That's the illegal portion.
I think it's just because all these big box sex clubs are coming in, pushing these father and son, small time. This is corporate.
It is.
This is capitalism.
The big box Sam's Club sex club.
Back when I was going to sex clubs, we'd go to the local.
Down the street.
Mom and pop sex club.
Right.
And support the local economy.
Don't send your money overseas.
They knew your name at the door.
Yeah.
You were just another face.
Right. And penis.
Helping out the community.
They know what kind of oil you like.
Jeff Morrell lives in the neighborhood. He has for 14 years. And get this, he prides himself as the neighborhood watchdog.
That just means he's nosy.
Yeah.
He says that 15 to 20 cars or more would be at the home on any given night.
Well, yeah. If you're getting laid. How many dudes showed up and there are four girls in there and 40 guys show up?
Yeah.
Well, who knows what kind of rules they have. A lot of places have the rule that
you have to bring a woman.
You've got to bring a woman.
Yeah, that one in Vegas is that way.
Right, you got to bring a woman and you got to share.
Right. You been to a sex club, Chet?
No,
You travel around, you used to party a little bit.
Yeah.
You end up at a sex club anywhere?
No. I mean, I've gone to a strip club, obviously.
Oh, yeah, we all done that.
Yeah. I haven't gone any weird places like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I'm not against it.
No, exactly.
You know? Wait till you get to Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then we'll see your stories.
Yeah.
You have to do
Carl?
It. That's how you get parts.
No, I haven't.
No swingers club? Not even back in the day?
They didn't call it a swingers club. Right. Okay. They just called it a bunch of hippies listening to the Grateful Dead.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. So there were a couple good orgies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I actually talk about it. I had a joke about it. One time I was at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And I was making out with a naked woman who did not work there in the woman's restroom. And I swear to God, a bouncer comes walking in. Right. He's about to beat me up.
Right.
And walking into the restroom.
Were you actually doing the deed or just sucking face?
We were still just making out. And she didn't work there. I undressed her. And I'm drunk. I'm hammered.
Of course you are.
And I swear to God, this bouncer is about to like throw me out. Walking into the women's restroom was Dennis Rodman.
Really?
And Dennis Rodman goes, "Hey, you put him down right now or you're going to deal with me." Like, Dennis Rodman saved my life. Like, he's my guardian angel. He's my Michael Landon from Highway to Heaven.
Was that in Cleveland or L.A.?
It was in Cleveland. He was doing an appearance at a bar.
Got it. He had to be there.
And you imagine just being drunk and about to get beat up, and you see Dennis Rodman save your life. It's the craziest thing in the world.
But she didn't step in and say, I don't work there?
What's that?
She could have stepped in and said, I don't work here.
I don't know what, at that point, I don't know what was going on. I just ran
probably
out of there.
Probably had something in her mouth.
Yeah. Little Chad.
So yep. Dennis Rodman saved my life.
But did he know you before that, or that was the first time you'd met?
It was weird. Like, someone called him in, like, dude, someone's about to get thrown out. Can you save him?
He was just being a good Samaritan.
Just being a great guy.
This poor drunk man.
Yes.
Is about to be
thrown out. You just get out of there?
Have you
ever seen him in person before? Since then?
I have just not, but him? I cannot
wait. When you do, you'll
wait.
Thank him. Yeah.
I want to thank him.
You left the naked chick behind? Never talked to her again?
No, I was hammered. I was on the radio at the time. I was rocking and rolling. I just made a beeline out of there.
What color was his hair at the time?
I can't confirm. It might have been green.
Yeah, you don't know.
I love the naked chick that wasn't working there in the bathroom. Ivan Decker, Chad Zumok, FunnyBoneOmaha.com. Come on back.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.